Well, it's the servant of society. I mean, one of the things I'm always acutely aware of is that a very high proportion of the scientific activity that goes on in my own society is paid for by people's taxes. So one has to think very carefully, not just about the quality control, but doing something worthwhile that's either going to enrich people's lives in some way, or feed into UK PLC and help the economy, or in my case, with the kind of work I do, help people's health. So I see it very much as a service industry.
Do you think it's doing a good job as a service industry?
I think it tries. I think it's not always terribly easy, because forging the direct connections between the end of the process, the science and the end of the process that's actually going to deliver benefits to people, certainly in the UK, can still be quite tough. I've noticed that in the US, often people I've known move very easily in and out of biotech and universities. Mm. There's a natural flow. People set up spin out companies all the time. People do that here too in the UK, but to a lesser extent. And I think often if people have got a good idea or a good discovery, they're a bit less clear what to do next with it. And certainly for aging research, I think the connection that needs to be made very strongly is between the science and the clinical application. And that's going to mean making contact with the right kinds of clinicians to get the clinical research done, but also somehow persuading pharmaceutical companies to take an issue and getting around the regulatory issues. So I think those are going to be the major obstacles to getting this kind of research where it should be, which is helping middle-aged and older people.